Unit 1. Culture. Exercise 1. Read and listen to the article about American icons.
American icons. Or are they? Think of America. And what do you think of? The American flag? Cowboys? Hamburgers? Not all the things that are associated with America actually come from the USA. For example, the first unofficial national flag had the old British flag in the corner instead of the stars we see today. And while it's true that an American lawyer wrote the words of the national anthem, the tune comes from a British song which became popular in America. Not even cowboys in blue jeans are fully American. The word cowboy comes from the Spanish vaquero. Vaca, meaning cow, of course, and the modern cowboy's skills with horses and cattle were first developed in Spain and Mexico. The denim material for jeans comes from the large town of Nîmes in France. From Nîmes in French is de Nîmes and sounds like denim. And from a similar cotton people used in the Italian city of Genoa. Genoa in French is jeans, and sounds like jeans. Levi Strauss used this material to produce trousers for working men, trousers which people now call jeans. Some food is also less American than you'd expect. Peanut butter was eaten in South America for centuries before appearing in every North American kitchen. The word hamburger comes from the city of Hamburg in Germany, because German immigrants brought their tradition of cut-up beef mixed with onions, salt, and pepper to New York and Chicago. The Americans added the bread and chips afterwards. Even some iconic American architecture is more foreign than expected. A French sculptor designed the Statue of Liberty, and Gustave Eiffel, who also built the Eiffel Tower, was the engineer on the project. It was sent to America in 350 separate pieces, and only then put together in New York. So next time you see an icon of the United States, ask yourself, is it really as American as it seems?